Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 8 of Busy Kids Love Music, an educational podcast for music-loving families. My name is Carly Seifert. I'm the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I am so happy to have you here with me today. During the holiday season, you might be hearing more of this famous piece, which comes from an oratorio composed by George Frederick Handel. This is Handel's most famous work, and today we are going to learn a little bit more about Handel and his famous oratorio. George Frederick Handel was born in Germany in the year 1865. Though he had an interest in music and began harpsichord lessons at a very early age, his father wanted him to become a lawyer. He obeyed his father's wishes and began to study law, but after his father died, he pursued his musical interests instead. His various musical jobs and positions included the organist for a cathedral and a violinist and harpsichordist at an opera house. His most honored position, however, was that of music director, called the Kapellmeister, to King George I of England. It was during this time in England that he composed some of his most famous works, including Messiah. Messiah is an oratorio, which is a piece of music for orchestra, choir, and soloists. It is like an opera, except that it isn't acted out with costumes on a stage. Oratorios were often performed in concert halls or even in churches. The words to Messiah were written by someone named Charles Jennens, who used passages from the Bible to make what is called a libretto. Now, a libretto is the words which are then set to music for an opera or for an oratorio. So Jennens wrote the libretto and Handel wrote the music for Messiah. Handel wrote this music, which includes parts for choir, orchestra, and soloists, in just 24 days while he was living in London. Messiah tells the story of Jesus Christ and is divided into three parts. Part 1 tells of Christ's coming and birth. Part 2 is the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus. And part 3 focuses on the Apostle Paul's teachings about heaven. Because part 1 of the oratorio tells of the coming and birth of Christ, it is often associated with the Advent and Christmas season of the Christian church year. It is the most often performed part of Messiah, and especially during the Christmas season. The opening song of part 1, called the Overture, is one of only a few parts of the oratorio that is purely instrumental. That means there's no one singing, no soloists or choir, just the instruments are playing the music. Handel makes heavy use of the choir and soloists throughout the remainder of the work. Let's listen to bits of a few of the most popular choir selections from part 1 of Handel's Messiah. And the glory of the Lord, is the first time the choir is heard during the performance. Listen carefully for the beautiful stringed instruments that accompany the voices. Thank you. For Unto Us a Child is Born is another of the most popular choir numbers in Messiah. It is composed in the style of a fugue, which means that one theme is introduced, usually in a simple, straightforward way, but then it gets more and more complicated as the music goes on and as other themes are introduced. So let's listen to a bit of the song so that you can hear how the theme that is introduced by the sopranos at the beginning of the piece builds and builds and becomes more complex and fancy. Though the Hallelujah chorus from Messiah is actually the final song of part two of Messiah, you'll often hear it performed as the finale for part one during a Christmas performance. It is said that when the king first heard the Hallelujah chorus, he rose to his feet. If you ever attend a performance of Messiah, you'll see that this tradition of standing for this number for the Alleluia chorus continues today. Trumpets, timpani, and choir voices repeating calls of Hallelujah give this piece a joyful, triumphant feeling, don't you think? Be sure to download this episode's listening calendar, which includes links to performances of many other selections from Messiah, both in the original arrangements, as well as arrangements in gospel style or even for the electric guitar. You can get your hands on that listening calendar by visiting busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/8. For continued musical learning during the holiday season, be sure to check out my Nutcracker Camp for Kids, which I'll link to in my show notes, and those are also at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/8. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to rate and review our podcast on iTunes. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks on the Busy Kids Love Music podcast. Bye for now!